Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague and friend, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. And David Maxwell is here from the Foundation of the Defense of Democracies to help us understand how unlikely and how amazing this contest is between the United States, Japan, and South Korea. The contest is moving towards an event in these next days. President Biden will host at Camp David on the 18th of August. A meeting between President Yoon of South Korea and President Kishida of Japan. David, a very good evening to you. Tokyo and Seoul together. Can we have imagined any time in the last decades of the 20th century this would have been possible? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening. And no, I couldn't have imagined it. The stars have never lined up quite like they are right now. And I think, there's a confluence of events. The election of Yoon and his acceptance of great political risk to try to push this, the U.S. efforts to bring Korea and Japan together. And then, of course, China and North Korea are driving Korea and Japan together. Their actions, their threats really have influenced, I think, both leaders to come to the realization that we really need a trilateral security focus against the very real threats in Northeast Asia.
Gordon, in Beijing, could they have anticipated that Tokyo and Seoul would meet with Joe Biden at Camp David? Was that in their vision of the future?
Certainly it's not what they want. They should have realized that this was going to happen because of really aggressive Chinese diplomacy against both Japan and South Korea. And of course, President Biden, more than his predecessor, has had a focus on trying to build alliances in the region. So you put all those things together, and it would happen if there were a conservative government in South Korea, which it got in the last election.
You have a question.
But for the last election, it would not have happened.
You have a question for David, Gordon.
David, you referred to the South Korean population not being totally on board with President Yoon Suk-yeol's initiatives and approaches to Japan. If you could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, there hasn't been strong support for, the resolution of the comfort women issue. There's still, obviously, Yoon was elected by a very slim margin. But even among the conservatives, there still remains animosity and distrust among the Korean people. And so this is why I would say that President Yoon is really operating and accepting great political risk because the Korean people are still skeptical about agreements. Although people-to-people contact, trade, cultural exchange, all of those are increasing and improving. The historical animosity remains. It's something that must be considered. But on the whole, it's apparent that things are improving, particularly from a security perspective, which is something I think we're all most concerned about.
David, what questions are you looking to be answered at this meeting on Friday? What is the best case that you can give us?
Well, I think the question is, will there be a strong joint statement and what will that include? Perhaps a commitment to integrated missile defense, which would really be a poke in the eye to both North Korea and especially China, especially because China, that was one of the three no's that China demanded from the previous Korean president, Moon Jae-in. No more THAAD, no integrated missile defense, and no trilateral alliance. And we're certainly moving towards perhaps not an alliance, but obviously better security cooperation among the three. Will there be an increased number of trilateral military exercises to improve interoperability? You know, there's been talk about some kind of trilateral hotline improving communications. You know, will there be an increase in the number of exchange and liaison officers between the various commands of the three countries? And then mostly, I really want to see if there's going to be some kind of new security arrangement with some kind of new name that stops short of an alliance, you know, perhaps some kind of Northeast Asia Security Pact, which I think would be a symbolic, but could be a substantive effort to really improve things. Obviously, trade areas, chips, batteries, you know, high tech shipbuilding. You know, South Korea, you know, is a major shipbuilder. Are there, would there be any agreements perhaps to maybe produce some hulls for the U.S.? And then cyber. Cyber is a huge area that all three countries must contend with, from North Korea as well as China, Russia, and other threats. So what will be the strong statement regarding North Korea, the strong statement regarding China, which will probably be in terms of support for the rules-based international order? And then, of course, I would like to see a Camp David consensus on trilateral support for Korean unification, although I think that might be maybe a bridge too far at this time. But it would be great to see all three leaders stand firm for a free and unified Korea, which, of course, President Yoon and President Biden articulated in their joint statement on April 26th. And I think it would go a long way for the Korean people to hear Japan embrace Korean unification.
Gordon, the exercise recently concluded in the Sea of Japan, Russia and China, both air elements and naval elements, was that intended to intimidate a meeting such as this at Camp David, trying to intimidate the Korean peoples and the Japanese peoples?
I think that's the most likely explanation for what the Chinese and Russians were intending to do. But I think really the Chinese wanted the United States to realize that if there were a war in East Asia, it would be not just with China, but it would be with China's pals, which would include Russia, of course, and North Korea.
You have a question for David.
David, you just came back from South Korea. You were there on July 27th that marked the 70th anniversary of the Korean War armistice. What was your main takeaways from South Korea then?
Well, obviously strong support for the armistice and for the alliance, tremendous efforts by the Korean government to recognize the fighters from all the sending states, the UN command, to recognize their contributions to Korea and the defense of freedom in Korea. And I think that, you know, I think that there are really positive views of the alliance and of the armistice as well. So, you know, there were great celebrations and great respect shown to the fallen and to all those who sacrificed with a hopeful view of the future and certainly a recognition of how South Korea has, you know, developed into really a great middle power based on coming out of the war, support from the United States and the international community, you know, as opposed to the failed state of North Korea that we see today, the failed state that is a dangerous state.
David, Japan has been unambivalent about supporting Taiwan and coming to its defense if it is attacked. Is there any conversation like that in Seoul?
Well, I think that there's a realization that Korea and Japan face different threats in that fact. If there is war in Taiwan, yes, Japan is going to come to the defense of Taiwan, and certainly Japan will be directly affected. Korea faces a different problem because if China acts out on Taiwan, we have to be very concerned with Kim Jong-un doing the same against South Korea. So if there is a conflict in Taiwan, the first order of business for the Korean and U.S. forces on the Korean Peninsula is to continue to deter war by Kim Jong-un. And so that is really job one. Of course, the Koreans recognize how important the Taiwan Straits, Taiwan, you know, for trade, for their economic flow through the seas, how that is important to South Korea's economy and South Korea's security. And so, but there is not the same type of commitment to defend Taiwan because South Korea faces a very real threat from North Korea, which could be exacerbated by China attacking Taiwan.
David Maxwell is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, as well as a senior fellow at the Global Peace Foundation. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year. And use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.